It's time for the Open Mic Podcast with your host, Brett Allen. Broadcasting live from the Bay Area studios, here at the Open Mic, no topic is off limits. And of course, you never know who may stop by. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into another episode of the Open Mic Podcast, coming to you live from the Bay Area studios. Happy Wednesday to you. We have a special guest today, Tanya Banks from Little Women LA. Lil Boss is on the show. I'm excited. We recorded this conversation a couple weeks ago. That's how it works here in the podcasting world. I'm excited for you to hear the conversation. She was a lot of fun. Tanya Banks does so much, not only just her television show, but she also has a fitness line. She has a clothing line. She has a wine line. She sells wine, produces. She's a vintner. And she just does so much, but yet she has the best attitude about life and an amazing work ethic. And I feel like all of us as listeners will benefit from this episode. Thanks for joining in and being a part of the show. I really do appreciate it. Tanya Banks, welcome in to the Open Mic Podcast. It's good to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we are talking to Tanya Banks, Little Boss from Little Women LA. I am so honored to have you. I'm excited to have this conversation. I've been looking forward to this for a very long time. Love the show. It's yeah. So thank you, Claudia. A little shout out to you for making this happen. And life is busy for you. Oh my goodness. You are doing so many things. You're involved in so many things. My first question has to be, how do you find time to do it all? Because you're constantly on the go.
You know, I get asked that question a lot. And it's interesting because I don't like to be bored. I like to stay busy.
Okay.
And a lot of times it's not enough hours in a day, but, you know, I just work on fitting in what all I can accomplish within that, within the 24 hours. And I have a team too that helps me.
Yeah, absolutely. I would imagine you'd probably have to have several people helping you to get everything done. But I like the work ethic. That's good. So that's an important thing for us to recognize, is that we have just as many hours in the day as the next person. I guess the question is what do we choose to do with it, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Somebody said, you know, I don't remember who it was, but Oprah has the same amount of time in the day as you do or as I do. And the question is what are we going to do with it, right? Are we going to stay busy, or are we going to maximize it, or are we going to waste time? Hopefully it's not wasting time, right? So
right.
Your show now, are you done filming for this season, or are you still in the middle of taping? Kind of what's going on with that? Because I just watched a few of the most recent episodes, which I love the show. Like I mentioned earlier, it's just some of the best entertainment on television, I think. How are you still filming? Are you done filming? What's kind of going on?
We literally just finished, I want to say last week.
Okay. So after that, now what's next for you? Are you working on more of the wine stuff? Are you doing other things? Kind of what's going on with you right now when you're not filming the show?
Well, I'm doing I'm going to be on a couple of magazine covers. So I've been doing, you know, interviews and photo shoots, as well as producing. I have a partner. Her name is Tasha Biltmore, and she's a playwriter. So she had me in her play. So then I became one of the producers on the play as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're producing and acting in a play, and we're producing a sitcom that we're in the middle of pitching right now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Now, I don't want to bury the headline here, but you have a huge background in film and television, right? That's kind of how you got started with all this.
Yes. I've been in the entertainment field since I was 19.
And you've been in several movies and television shows and whatnot. So when they came to you with this idea of being on a quote-unquote reality show, which how did you decide that this is something that you wanted to do or something that you wanted to be a part of? Was it an easy yes for you, or did it take a little bit of time to decide that you were going to put your whole world out on blast for everybody to see?
Well, to be frankly honest with you, Tara and I came up with the show.
Okay. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. So we came up with the idea of the show, and we called some of our friends that we've been knowing for years and working with and, you know, had built friendship relationships with. And so we called everybody that we knew to come and join us while we do the sizzle reel. And everybody didn't come, but the five of them did, which they ended up being on the show when we got signed for season one.
Okay. Wow.
And the reason why wanted to do the show, the reason why we wanted, Tara and I wanted to do the show, we wanted to educate the world, educate our viewers, educate our fans on our lifestyle and answer questions, a lot of questions that we get asked that, you know, by using this platform to, you know, answer these questions, educate, showcase, let them know, you know, how we live, you know, our point of view, that we have the same issues, same problems. We have other problems, being the fact that we're short. So we have to, a lot of times, use a stool more often than others, than the average, but every now and then, everyone needs a stool because otherwise they wouldn't create them as well as ladders. So, with that said, we just wanted to educate the world and just showcase how we accomplish things, that, you know, our issues, the problems we come across, educating the world on our pregnancies, our sex life, relationship, working jobs, you know, just a lot of the controversies and the myths to, you know, educate the myths that they have out there on us that's not true. So, yeah.
When you started the show or came up with the idea, did you have any idea that it would be as big as it has become? I know that might be a hard question to answer, but I always find...
Well, actually, it's not a hard question, because when we did our little version, our little, like, it was like a 5-minute sizzle reel, it was hilarious. I mean, we had one of the production... I guess what they call them, the show, not runners, but who look for shows.
Okay.
You don't want to call them headhunters, but.
I get what you're saying. I think, I don't know if it's like a production somebody or, I guess
right.
It is a headhunter in a way, but yeah, I totally, right. Yeah.
So she came to my house when we were filming it, and she was, because she just wanted to get a glimpse of what we were doing. And she was laughing so hard, so long, so much that what she filmed, the camera was shaking the whole time. So
oh,
when
wow.
she took it back to the production company, they were like, okay, we wish you could be still with the camera. But it was funny to me. So I knew that, you know, it was the next big thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's huge. And I don't think you can go anywhere in this world without knowing about the show. And it's become such a big thing. So what we see on TV and all of that, it just, how do you decide? I'm assuming that you and Tara have creative control over the whole thing. So are there times where you go, you know what, I don't want this to be filmed, or I don't want that to be filmed.
Actually, we don't. Actually, that was one of, as far as myself, I was supposed to be an EP as well. That was the controversy with that, with the whole Little Women LA.
Okay.
But even with that, she doesn't have control either. Because
okay.
If she had control, some people wouldn't even be on the show.
I would have to agree with that statement. Yeah.
With that said, you know, no, we don't have control. When we signed the contract, you pretty much signed your life away far as having to have that open door policy, that, you know, that glass house.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, some of the things that happen and transpire, it's just, you're like, I want to be a part of this world, but it's fun watching. I don't know. I don't know that I would want cameras going on in my life 24/7, but obviously it has turned out well for you and has been an amazing launching pad as an entrepreneur and a businesswoman and a mogul, I would say, even really, because you've just created so many different things. So I want to talk about the entrepreneur side of you and just kind of dig into that a little bit, Tanya, because I like to ask all my guests and all my entrepreneurs these types of questions. Do you think that being an entrepreneur is something that anybody can do, or do you think it's a special gift that certain people have that is just built into their DNA?
Well, to be frankly honest with you, it just depends on their determination mm-hmm. and your drive and your focus and your passion.
Okay.
My first thing was the activewear line.
Yeah.
And I have a passion for it because I'm really into working out, and I came across the issue with not finding, you know, workout clothes for myself that was age appropriate or didn't look like little kids' clothes. And so that's when I talked to my partner of mine. We came up with this activewear line that will fit not only little people, but average size people as well.
Okay.
And I started that because it was like a problem. It was an issue that I was finding a solution for. And it just evolved from there. And then the wine, was the same thing. I got into wine, and it was a lot of sweet ones and dry ones, and I wanted one that kind of met in the middle where it would complement everyone's palate. And I can push to put in restaurants that I attend, that I patronize at, and they can have, you know, I can order the wine of my choice.
Wow. And it's huge. Both of them are gigantic, and everybody knows about them. I want to try some of it. I want to order some because, like I said, I sell wine for a living. So I find that part especially interesting. Yeah, of course. It's just a lot of fun and kind of finding that niche where it appeals to a broad audience. Now, what are some of the common mistakes that you see entrepreneurs making that if you had the ability to kind of jump in and help, like what are some of the mistakes that you see young entrepreneurs making?
Well, I really don't know what other mistakes other people are doing, but I can talk about the mistakes that I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Please, if you're cool with that, I'd like to kind of hear your learning process and how you sort of worked all of it out.
Well, one, with the activewear line, I tell people, make sure you do your research, because I kind of just like jumped in it with both feet and not really knowing all the odds and ends and then the legal part, logistics of it, like, you know, registering, getting your company name, your trademark. And when I did my trademark, Hugo Boss tried to petition against my trademark.
Oh, wow.
And so I had to hire a trademark lawyer to, you know, petition against it. And, you know, and I was very disappointed, and it just kind of attacked me in a weird way, because I'm like, you guys are a big company. It's just little old me starting my own little activewear. And you know, just the word, because I'm using the word boss, they feel like they can claim and own that word boss, which they can't.
No, and so, not at all.
So I ended up, you know, the trademark ended up getting patented, and so everything went through. But that was kind of stressing. It kind of stressed me out because I had already started selling clothes and stuff with that name. And if I would have had to change it, that would have been an issue. So my one advice is trademark your name before you come up with the product and sell the product.
Yeah, I would say so.
And then just, you know, with the clothes, you know, you have to know your fabrics, your textiles, the manufacturer, you know, the way, if they're on time and if they give you what you want and not kind of, you know, take advantage of you, which that I came across that, you know, they was like, oh, we'll do this, we'll do that, you won't have any problems. And then, you know, when it came to, once I gave them my money and the fabrics and everything, they didn't deliver.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a person, like I tell people all the time, I don't like to pay and beg too. You know, I don't
want
to pay you to do the work and then beg you to do it.
Sure. No, that makes perfect sense.
And so you have to make sure that it's your passion, that you really want to do that, because you're going to come across some stumbling blocks. You're going to come across some issues, and you have to, you know, just stay focused and, you know, fight through it if that's what you really want.
Yeah. And I think you can't be afraid of hard work either, right? You have to be.
No,
it's definitely hard work.
It's definitely hard work. It's hard work financially, psychologically, mentally, physically. I mean, cause I was a hands-on from beginning to end.
Are there any other areas? Yeah. Are there any other areas that you want to get into? I know you've done clothing and you've done wine. If you can talk about that, you would like to expand your brand into as well.
And I do have a couple of irons in the fire, but I'm not going to talk about them until they're like completely finished.
Sure. I understand.
Because, you know, I don't want people to, you know, if they don't follow through, then people are like, you said you was going to do this.
I heard you on his podcast, and then, Claudia's emailing me, why did you get her to talk about that? No, I know, it's all good. that's funny. I understand that. I always like to ask a little bit to see, maybe you should consider writing a book. I think that would be entertaining for us to sort of chronicle your experience and just
actually. Okay, well, that is one of the situations.
Okay, see, I knew it. I knew it. That's funny.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I totally understand. Well, so for all the listeners, don't be direct messaging her on Instagram or whatever, asking her about her book. But just having a little fun here and just sort of seeing. So you have obviously built a very successful brand. The TV show has helped give you a platform, so to speak, to do that.
Yeah.
But what are some best practices for those who may not have that?
Don't have a platform?
Yeah, to just building a brand that's sustainable.
You know, I mean, it's really hard, but I think if they start like small and get the feedback of their friends, family, coworkers, then they can, you know, enlarge it. It's hard. And to be frankly honest with you, if I didn't have this platform, I don't know if I'll be doing all this stuff. The activewear line without a shadow of a doubt, I would have done that regardless.
Sure.
The wine, you know, since everyone knew me as the wine drinker on the show, I wanted to have, you know, the type of wine I wanted in restaurants that I go to. That's what pushed me to have my own winery.
Yeah. I think that's amazing. And like I said, I'm going to order some. I want to try it because I love wine and I sell it for a living. So yeah. I think that's all.
Well, you would definitely like this.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm excited to try it. To be honest with you, I'm going to go on and order some because now that we've had the conversation and have chatted, I definitely want to get into it. You know, because I think that's an area that a lot of people seem to be breaking into, celebrities. So I like to experiment with it and just try it and see what I think, which I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
Do you like sweet wines or do you like dry wines?
I like both. So selling it, I get a chance to try
both. This one's in the middle.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
So it's a Merlot. It's a 48% Merlot. It's 29% Syrah and 23% Zinfandel.
Okay, so it's like a Bordeaux blend, kind of.
Repeat that again?
It's like a Bordeaux blend. It's like a blend of three different ones, or a Meritage, I guess you could call it.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. And folks for listening, if you're wine drinkers, all of that information will be available in the show notes, and we'll be able to get you in contact with her website and just kind of learn about all of that. So I wanted to ask you, I know we don't have to get into specifics, but you know, you've shared openly and publicly about, you know, the struggles of Hollywood and everything that goes on. And now we're kind of in a time where things that were necessarily not talked about are being discussed more. What are some thoughts that you have on that? Like now that we're in this generation where it's not as dark and seedy as it once used to be. Have you faced any challenges like that with the show or anything like that? Or has that not really affected you at all as far as what you do? Because you're kind of doing your own thing, I guess you could say.
It hasn't. I don't feel it has affected me. I mean, only thing that's different now than from way back when I first got into the business is social media.
Okay.
And so I've done theater. Mm-hmm. And with theater, you get like an instant response.
Okay.
You know, if they like you, the audience is going to let you know. If they don't like you, the audience is going to let you know. Whereas with television, you know, you maybe would read it with the critics or whatever. But with social media, you get that instant review from
to say the least,
from all over the world. So, you know, and you just have to have a tough skin to not let it get to you, because you have people that are troll your site. You have people that will bully your site. You have people that don't even know you, and but they think they know you from the show, and they, you know, judge you and all that. But like I said, I've been in the business since I was 19. I've grown up to have tough skin, so none of those things bother me.
That's good.
Or affect me, or change me.
Is it hard for you to go out in public and separate yourself from that world to just Tanya, everyday normal human being?
Well, to be frankly honest, I haven't stopped. I still shop and do what I do by myself. Mm-hmm. People keep telling me I need to not travel by myself, but I mean,
you just do yourself.
Who I am. But I mean, you know, it just takes longer to do things. Like I can't just run to the grocery store and get a carton of milk and expect to, you know, run back home.
I'm sure everybody stops you.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I've always had, and with that said, I've always had someone either, even before TV, I mean, just growing up, I've always had someone to stop me or talk or ask me questions or point me out. So that's not new. It's just elevated.
Sure. Sure. Wow. Well, what an exciting life you lead. And the television show is amazing. If you're listening and you haven't seen Little Women LA, you absolutely have to, because it needs to be on your plate of television. And
especially tonight.
I know. I've been kind of catching up on episodes, so I'm really excited to see what happens.
Yeah, tonight is our mid-season finale.
Okay.
So we're gonna they're doing a mid-season finale tonight, and then next week they're gonna have another show come in our spot, and then we're gonna come back at the end of July.
Okay.
Air the rest of the episodes.
Wow. Well, I'm excited to see what happens and to keep up with you on social media and to try your wine and whatever other secret projects that you have.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be in Huntsville, Alabama this weekend.
Okay.
So Sunday I'm doing a meet and greet and promoting my activewear line and my wine at it's called Queen Beauty Supply in Huntsville, Alabama. So everybody could look on my social media and they could get the information if they're in the area or close by the area and they want to come and say hi or take pictures or purchase, you know, go hang out. We're going to have a little party, have a DJ and everything. So
fun.
It's going to be great.
So how can people learn more about you, Tanya, if they want to follow the show or follow you on social media? How can people connect?
Well, they could go to my website and subscribe to my website, and they will get an email or a notification of everything that I'm doing or where I'm going to be at, special events. But also, they can get me on IG, on Instagram, at 1LILBOSS7, little boss 7. And then on Twitter, and they can give me on Cameo. They can, Facebook, Tanya Banks, Twitter, Tanya Banks, Cameo, Tanya Banks, YouTube, Tanya Banks.
Just pretty much Google you and you come up. That brings me to another question. I'm curious about the Cameo thing. That has become like one of the biggest things in the entire planet right now. How does that even
right.
work? Did they contact you or did you contact them? Because I mean, you can't find anybody on there.
Right. So what happened was with Tara, she found out about it. How she found out about it, I don't know. I don't know if her manager told her about it but she's a real vlogger. I mean, she is a straight vlogger. So the younger crowd, they learn about everything that's out from Snapchat to whatever it is. And she told me about it. And so she was like, oh, download the app and sign up for it. And you could do cameos, get paid to do cameos. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I did it. And, you know, they were coming, you know, I was getting one here, one there. And, but since the show has been on air, they have picked up tremendously. Cause I'm getting like I'll get maybe 3 to 4 a day.
Wow.
So I was like, whoa, okay.
Well, I think it's cool because it allows fans to connect with you in a way that they might not normally connect with you.
Yeah, because it's a personal shout out.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, and you make money too. It's cool because, like, for me, obviously, being in media and having a podcast and being connected with publicists, I have a unique opportunity to talk to celebrities like yourself and others that I've talked to. Like, you and I might not normally have a conversation unless I ran into you at the store buying milk or something like that.
Right.
And be like, can I get a picture? But Cameo is a cool way as well for fans to connect with celebrities and just get a little shout out, so to speak, about a business or a project and that sort of thing. So that's awesome. One last question. When you go out in public and you talk to people, does it become challenging for you to take photos and connect with people? Not to say anything negative about your fans, but are there moments where you wish you could just have that privacy, or are you just like, this is who I am, this is where I am, let's just rock it?
Well, I'm like, let's just rock it, because like I said, I'm used to it.
Sure.
And I knew what I was signing up for when I wanted to be an entertainer and considered as a celebrity. I mean, I've been on the other side where I wanted to take a picture with someone and, you know, they act a little iffy or tired or it's the wrong day or whatever. So I know what that feels like. The only time, I can honestly say the only time I was a little irritated was when I had to use the restroom really, really bad. And I went, and the girl followed me into the restroom.
Oh, boy.
And was talking to me, you know, on the other side of the stall. And I was like, okay, I didn't want to just start using the restroom while she's talking. So I was holding it, and it was like, I was like, come on, lady. So, you know, can we talk about this outside of the restroom?
That's a
so
funny
that's
story.
That's the only time I'm kind of, you know, I'm like, okay, you're really in my personal space right now.
Yeah, Kevin Hart shares a story about that in one of his stand-up specials where he was at the airport and had to use the bathroom, and a fan followed him into the bathroom and did something similar. So, you know, there's a time and a place, obviously.
Right. And that's funny because him and I, our birthday is the same day.
That's
hilarious.
Funny. Yeah, that's absolutely hysterical.
So that irritated him too.
It did. Yeah, he said the guy like tried snapping a picture while he was in there trying to use the restroom. But he didn't want to be mean because he didn't want to get blasted out on social media.
Right.
Which,
yeah, and I wasn't mean. I was just not. I was listening to her, and then she was like, "Oh, well, let me go. I gotta go." And I was like, "Well, thank God, thank goodness, I'm glad." So you know, but like I said, other than that, I'm good. I'm cool.
Very cool.
Like I said,
that's a lot of fun. That's just the best. Well, Tanya, you're amazing. I think you're great. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast today. I really do appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you for having me on.
Be sure to check out Tanya's information. It's in our show notes. Thanks to everybody for joining in. And please consider subscribing. It's free, absolutely free. Head over to theopenmicpodcast.net for all of the latest details about the show. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Be blessed, everybody.
That brings today's episode to a close. Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed today's episode, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a kind rating and review. It really does help. Until next time, cheers and be well.